Hello, hello. Welcome aboard. Let's see here. Let's see if I'm no one's joined yet. We'll just wait for a second. All right. We'll just wait. We'll wait. Who's here? Who's here? Get in here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Testing, testing, one, two. Somebody say something. Somebody say something in the comments. Say hello. There we go. Ricky, hey. First one to comment. John, what's up? Hey. Okay, oh my gosh, you guys. I've got this heater and it just gets too hot. So it's like, and then I get cold if I don't have the heater on. So we're gonna shut it off because it's loud. Can you hear it? All right. Hello from Washington State. I hear you, Robin. Thank you. Robin hears me. She's like, I hear you. I can hear you. But I ask that sometimes, and people that have been following me for a while, I did like a whole live once, like on silent, or like there was something wrong with the sound. And later I went back and like I started reading all the comments and they're like, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. So I like literally, it was like a 30-minute live that I did. No one heard anything I said. So that ever since then, I'm like, can you guys hear me? Just to be safe. Like, can you hear me? I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Greetings from Colorado. Dale, what's up? Beautiful day here in Colorado. We're supposed to hit 80 degrees, which is uncommon because we will get snow in May. So it's just like a little taste of summer. And Michigan, I go there every summer. Love Michigan, Northern Michigan. I go up there, Rhode Island. Hey, Annie, Sally. Okay, you can hear me. Betsy in Austin. I don't even know where to start. I haven't gone live in a while. I kind of took last week off. It was Easter. And if you, you know, if you're a mom, Easter is another one of those like, it's busy. I do the Easter baskets. We do the egg hunts. And I know people are like, oh, you know, eggs have nothing to do with Easter. Pagan, I know that. Okay, we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Focus is on Jesus. But I like hunts. Like I've always liked hunts. And I do this thing where I like do a huge treasure hunt with like clues all over our neighborhood. And I make my kids run really, really far to get their next clue before they get to their basket. And it's just fun. It's one of my most fun things to do as a mom. So I like think about the clues and I create the clues and I put them out there. And it's fun. It's a thing I like to do. So I was focused on that. What else was I doing? Yeah, there's just a lot going on. And so I did not do a live. I have not done any comedy. People are like, are you going to do anything funny? I'm like, well, what is funny right now? I mean, I could play Dylan Mulvaney. Is that his name? The guy that, the Bud Light guy? I could play him. But I haven't. That could be something I do. That could be a little controversial. Might have to touch that. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the funny thing that's happening. It's just like a nightmare out there. You look out there and it's like, this is crazy. And you know what bothers me is there's a lot of people I know that are like, they totally supported Joe Biden. They were all in on Joe Biden. They were anti-Trump. We hate Trump so much. Orange Man is so bad. He's so bad. He says stuff that we can't stand. He's horrible. And then they get the guy that they voted for into office and literally like, it's just imploding out there. Like it's insane out there, guys. I mean, I'm going to go through here in a second, just some of the stuff that's happening across our globe while Biden is in the White House. And it's insane. It's like a whole new world order is starting to take shape and form and the U.S. isn't even included. Okay, so, and this is happening under Biden, pending nuclear war, Middle East is like erupting crazy madness, Israel, all of it. It's just, it's insane. We've got the Dalai Lama asking a child to suck his tongue. We've got men being women, women being men. We've got a complete erasing of women, real women. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's like, and then they're like, you know what? And now when you talk to them,
these people that supported Biden, they're like, you know what? I just shut out the news, you guys. I just shut out the news. I just want to focus on the good. I just want to focus on the good. Okay. And I'm like, you did this. You did this. You need to look at what you have done. You need to face what you are doing to our country and what is happening to our world. You voted for this. You wanted this. How's your 401k? How's your house value? How is it your bill when you go grocery shopping? How is the US dollar doing right now? How's the petrodollar doing right now? You did this. You did this. This is on you. And they're like, I'm so excited for summer. And you're like, listen, you did this. And that is what bothers me, because it's just like, oh my gosh, you need to face what you've done. You're responsible. I have nothing to do with what you see happening right now. Nothing. I'm not responsible for any of it, because I took responsibility in my vote. I researched, I did the right thing, and I voted the right way. Okay. And your vote is your voice, and you have consequences for who you vote for. Okay. Full term abortion taking place right now on the due date. You did this. You did it. And it blows my mind. Now they're just like, stop it. So let's just talk for a second about what's going on in the world. Okay. And I'd like to start with this. Where is the manifesto from the Nashville shooting? Where is it? Okay. It's been over 15 days. We're 15 days in. We still don't have it. Why don't we have it? Why don't we have it? You know why we don't have it? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. Because they don't want you to know, well, why 6 Christians were brutally murdered a couple weeks ago, 3 of them being children. They don't want you to know why. But if you have a brain, a functioning brain, you know why. Yesterday, Louisville shooter, you start to research this guy, that just completely disappeared from the news. This guy live streams killing innocent people on Instagram, live streaming it. They don't want you to know that he's a lefty. The hardcore anti-Trump guy, lefty, got upset with his coworkers and just went and killed people. They don't want you to know about that. So that story's gone. Like I said, the Dalai Lama, this guy is sick. Okay, absolutely sick. And it just exposes. And okay, if you saw that video, you think this is what this guy thinks he can do in front of cameras. My question is, what is he doing when cameras aren't on, when there aren't cameras around? Okay, he needs to be removed, absolutely removed. And then you start to think about all of these people in high places of authority that think it's okay to touch children, to abuse children because they have power. Huh? I mean, where is the clientele for Epstein Island? Like, what happened to that? Where is the list of all of the people? Where are the prosecutions? Where are the people being held accountable for what happened on that island to children? And again, if you've taken a look, and I wish I didn't, but I did, took a look at Hunter Biden's laptop. Same as the stuff you'll see the Dalai Lama doing. It's grotesque, and it's evil, and it's right in our face. And it's getting more and more evil, and more dark, and more twisted. And it's like, oh my gosh. This is beyond circus. It's like an evil horror story that you know, but Jesus talked about this, did he not? He'd say good would be bad would be good. It'd be flipped, it'd be twisted, it'd be like, oh my gosh, chaos. And we're here. We're living it. right now. It's happening. And I just don't want to talk about it. I'm going on vacation and I just don't want to, okay, enjoy, but it's happening. Okay, let's go through some of this stuff. Huge news, and the media won't talk about this, but France met Macron from France, the president of France, recently met with Xi Jinping from China. And, you know, France is an ally. Like, they're friends. They've always been our friends. We've always been friends with France. Like, hey, buddy's France, right? So they meet up just a few days ago. And then when Biden and, you know, all of them are dancing at the White House, you know, for celebrating the Easter roll, Macron's France is like, you know what? I don't know. I don't think I really agree with, you know, the U.S.'s stance on Taiwan. I don't necessarily align with it, which is a huge, huge story. Okay. Because we are allies with Taiwan. Okay. We have committed to being their allies. We've committed to supporting them, being with them and standing with them united. And when you have one of your allies be like, I don't, not my thing. That's a shift. That is a major shift that is starting to take place. Now you've seen China kind of, hey, rub the shoulders of France. They're totally in bed with Russia. They're cozying up to Iran. Iran has got Syria. They both want to take out Israel. It's starting to pick up. Okay. It's starting to look different. Plus, you've got China and Russia saying that we're going to move away. We're going to move away from the petrodollar. Now, all of our petroleum, all of our oil and everything like that is bought with the U.S. dollar. And they want to say, you know what? We're not going to buy with the U.S. dollar anymore oil. We're going to probably move away from that. If that happens, then our dollar gone. Like, and that's happening right now. Like, that's talks of that are starting to happen. That's a major story. But you won't hear about it. You won't hear about it because everybody just like focus on the good and just don't look at the bad. No, you need to focus. You need to look and see what's happening to our world and get engaged and speak up and speak out and begin to tell people, hey, if you voted for this, you're responsible and you better think twice the next time this next election shows up who you're supporting. Okay, these are Democrat policies. These are leftist policies that have brought us to where we are now. Whole Foods can't even stay in San Francisco because of Democrat leftist policies. Okay, they're closing down their stores there because it's a crap show in San Francisco. It's absolutely madness. You look at every high crime, insane drug use, city in America, and it's run by the left. It's run by Democrats. It's crazy. And these people are like, I can't connect the two. You got to start connecting the two. Inflation is because we have continued to spend and spend and spend and spend and spend till when you pour that much money into the economy and then you have, it begins to lose all of its value. And this is And you begin to bankrupt our country, which what we're doing by sending billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions to Ukraine. And if you start to research that and the recent documents that have been leaked from the Pentagon saying that it's not looking good over there. It's not looking so good. They've been telling us a lie. Oh, we got it. We got it. We almost got it. Look into that. Look into the leaked documents and what is really happening in Ukraine. Okay. It's not, oh, we're just so close to a victory. They're spending us into the ground. And it's leftist Democrat policies that have brought us to this point. The U.S. currently is conducting drills in the South China Sea. Now that's right around Taiwan, right? Now China has declared that, hey, we own the South China Sea. They don't, but they have said that. Okay. So we're flexing our muscles over there with the South China Sea, and China's kind of watching us. In the meantime, China's flying spy balloons over our country, and we're not doing anything, collecting all sorts of military information, and they were streaming it immediately over to their people over there. It wasn't being confiscated by the U.S. They were trying to, no, that wasn't happening. That's just another lie. And it's starting to heat up. It's starting to heat up. China is pretty much trying to tell everyone, hey, we're in charge now. We're dominating now. And they're taking advantage of this because they see a complete weak person in the White House. He doesn't even know what day it is. If you were to ask Biden, like, what day it is, he wouldn't know. He has no idea. He doesn't know. So they're taking advantage of it. They're taking advantage of it all because these people couldn't handle mean tweets. It's just, and what's crazy to me is these people like that voted for Biden. They're like, I just wanted to go, like, I think if I vote for him, it's going to go back to normal. It's going to go back to normal. I'm just tired of the drama and just all the mean tweets. And it's just, it's so exhausting. It's like every day, you know? And so I think if we vote for this guy, I'll just go back to normal. Does it feel normal to you right now? But maybe if you completely checked out after you did the damage. But if you're paying attention, it's not going back to normal. In fact, it's escalating. It's escalating. Israel is going through all sorts of stuff right now, you guys. They're like on the brink of like extreme civil unrest right now in their country. Their whole system, the power, they don't have a constitution. So it's very like a different governmental setup over there. And they have like a more of a judicial type government that pretty much runs the show. Like when their Supreme Court rules on something, like it's a done deal, it's not an opinion. It's law kind of a thing. Different than our, you know, where, you know, we have a legislative branch, we have a Senate, we have a representative branch, we have a Senate, that's our legislation. They get together, they create a bill, the bill goes through both the House and the Senate, and then it goes to the president's desk and it's signed into law. That's how we operate, right? Well, in Israel, it's not that. Like, there's the government and everything like that, but at the end of the day, their Supreme Court makes up pretty much everything, and they hold a lot of control. So when Netanyahu got in there, back in, he's like, I think we need to reform this. We need to take back some of this power that the Supreme Court has here. We need to do some reform, and it's causing like insane unrest over there. Like, there's people that are like, no, and there's people that are like, yes. And there's a large, like, also movement taking place where there's like a large secular Jewish movement where they're not, you know, they're not connected as much to their faith, to Judaism. And then there's more of the conservative Judaism. And there's like a real clashing taking place right now in this country. And in the meantime, you've got Syria going over to the border of Iran, kind of like, we don't know what Syria is doing, but they're making a lot of movement over to Iran. And Iran, you know, has continued to say that they want to wipe Israel off the face of the planet. And Israel plays a monumental role in the end times. Like, if you're a follower of Christ, if you're a Christian, if you believe the Bible is true and it's God's inspired word, then you know that Israel plays a huge, 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 huge role. And you know that, I mean, the Temple Mount is extremely important. You know that the Dome of the Rock there is extremely important. You know, if things start to happen over there, that it's time to really, like, you know, you can start to gauge where we are in time. And that's starting to escalate. Like, especially, and there's some people over there that are saying they've never been this divided, never been this divided as a country since their inception. So that's concerning. And when there's division in a nation, like, there tends to be outward sources that take advantage of that. So that is something to really take a look at and to be kind of aware of, that this is happening right now. And of course, Biden is siding with the secular group that's opposed to the reform because he's Biden. So that's all happening. And this wouldn't all be happening if we had a strong America and strong leadership in our country. But we are where we are, right? Like, this is it. This is where we are. Another thing I want to touch on, and where are we on time? Okay. because this is really a comes from my heart. I saw that Riley Gaines video of her being assaulted last week in San Francisco at it was a university there, a college there. She was being assaulted because she is a former collegiate athlete, a swimmer, and that believes that women should compete in women's sports and that men should compete in men's sports. Now, you would think, like, if I was to say this 5 or even 10 years ago, they'd be like, everyone would be like, yeah, like, hello. But we're living in crazy world right now in crazy town. And to say that is just absolutely absurd. How could you ever say that? You're such a bigot. You're a horrible person. But here we are. So Riley's saying this, and there's a huge leftist mob that comes and they assault her. They hurt her. And then they have to actually get her, the police there have to come and get her into a room where she's held there for over 3 hours. And the mob is like demanding like a ransom for her to like, in order to let her go without hurting her more. It's crazy, guys. It's crazy that this is happening. It's crazy that this is, and I mean, there's part of me that I get so mad about it. Like, I don't know what to say. Because it's such an assault on women. And I've spoken about this before, but when you really start to dive in as a Christian into the Bible, into what God's word says, there has been an all-out assault on women since the beginning of time. After Adam and Eve sin and they take from the tree and they eat it, and then God comes and he's like, what have you done? Like, why did you do this? And he specifically talks to Satan. And I want to read this verse to you because it's very powerful. And it kind of like lays the stage of like Satan's battle against women specifically since the beginning of time. Like, he hates women. He hates women. And we're starting to see a complete erasing of women. Because if you can get people to not acknowledge absolute truths, if you can get them to say things that are not true, to begin to speak them, to say, yes, that is that, and that is that, and you can be this, or you can be that, when you really can't, you know, if you feel a certain way, you certainly are that, like, that is not biblically sound, it's not scientifically sound, and it's just complete lie, right? But what we're seeing now in our society is a push for people to say things that are not. Because if they can get you to speak what is not, they can get you to do anything. Okay? They can get you, if you can say, that bird is a cat. 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 And suddenly, people, when you begin to speak and speak and speak and speak, the power that is in your tongue, the power that is in your word begins to work inside of you, right? It begins to alter thought and sound mind, right? And I mean, the Bible specifically talks about this. James talks about the power of the tongue. And I was actually in Matthew earlier today, and it talked about, for their words, they shall be justified, and by their words, they shall be condemned. That God will give us account for every single word that has been uttered out of our mouth. We have to be extremely careful as Christians to be very careful about what we're affirming. If you're beginning to affirm things that are not, you are going to be held accountable for that. You are going to be held accountable for what you are saying and speaking into existence. There is power in your words. If you start calling dogs cats and cats dogs, you are going to be held accountable for that, because God made it very clear what is and what is not at the very beginning. So if you begin to contradict God's word, you are going to be held accountable for it, right? And there's extreme pressure right now for people to say what is not, because they want to be able to control you. If they control what you say, they can control you. They can completely control you. It's all about control. And it's all about just completely causing the mental state to lose its way, right? I mean, if you look out there and you look at the news and you look what's going on in the world, and you look at the perversion, the assault on children, the assault on women, and it's abundantly clear that evil is running rampant, and we've lost our way. Like, we've lost our way, and they want you to partake in it. And you cannot. You cannot. You cannot. Like, do not stoop to that level. Don't let your words begin to conform to the words of the world, right? We are not in this world. We're not of this world, right? We are. Once you become a member of the body of Christ and you accept Jesus and you begin to live for him, this is all temporary, right? This is all just it's a poof and we're gone. And like Paul says, it's a vapor. Like all of this, we're living for eternity. Okay. There's so much more after all of this, right? And when you begin to be, and when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you begin to actually spend time with God and read his word. It's like, you look at this and you're like, okay, I'm good. And I'm sure God is feeling that way. It's like, okay. And Jesus is sitting there right now, right at the right hand of the Father saying, hey, is it time? You want me to? God's like, not yet. Not yet. What about now? Now? No? Yes? No? Not yet. Not yet. But we're getting closer because this is crazy. I mean, what are they doing? What are they doing? Right? So, anyways, so yeah, but I want to read this very early scripture about what God says he's going to do here. And he says this to Satan, okay? He says, and I will put enmity, which is hatred. I will put hatred between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. So not only is he going to put hatred between the woman, but he's going to put hatred between the woman and her seed. So that's why you see the enemy, Satan, going after kids, right? I mean, it's clearly obvious he hates the seed of a woman, right? And then you see Jesus prophesy. This is chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 15, okay? And then he prophesies, God speaks, and this has already been fulfilled. He says, her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And that is Jesus. Jesus then comes and conquers this crap and puts Satan under his feet, right? When you start to unpack all that Satan begins to do to women, because he knows, okay, from her seed is going to come someone that's going to bruise me, that's going to crush me. So he starts attacking women. And you start to see this all throughout the Bible, right? And now you're seeing it so incredibly prevalent now in today's world. I mean, he hates women, right? And what's so interesting to me is this whole feminist movement, right? You have this whole feminist movement that, you know, that we have gone, guys, as women, from being property, being viewed as property, right, to being able to vote, to being able to be leaders all throughout the world, right? To now being completely erased, right? And that feminist movement came in and they started to really, really push, right? In the 1960s, 1970s, burn your bra, you know, I'm woman, hear me roar. All of this, you know, very push for women to leave their children, to not be with their children, to be out in the home, be like a man. You can be a man. You can do everything a man can do. You are like a man. And now you are a man, right? It's completely like, and now women are just completely gone, right? And this feminist movement has gone completely mute on standing up for women, biological women. Women, real women, they've gone completely silent. And what I believe we need to do now as Christian women is to rise up and start to call this stuff out, because it's not of God. We know exactly where it's coming from. And our battle is not flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers and wickedness in heavenly places. And we need to call this stuff out, because this is a direct spiritual attack on real women. Okay, because Satan hates women. Why? Because women produce. Women put forth seed, right? We have seed. And from a woman came forth the Savior of the world, right? Jesus, the first people that he appeared to after he had taken the keys of hell and bust through and rose again, just as we recognized just days ago, was a woman. It was a woman. He loves women. Jesus loves women, right? The women at the well, we constantly see God doing incredible works for women all throughout scripture. There is an incredible love for women. And we are created in the image of God, right? He created him both male and female. God loves women. Satan hates women. And you start to see this major attack, and it's escalating. It's getting more and more intense if you're paying it. Like it's getting really, really intense. And you're not hearing anything from the left to stand up against this stuff. You're not hearing anything at all from people in leadership in our country saying, hey, let's stand up for some real women here. You're hearing silence. And I believe that we as Christian women have to rise up. We have to call this stuff out. You cannot let this slide. I cannot let this slide because I've got daughters, right? I've got two incredible daughters. They're both in sports. They're both going to be doing sports. I have to speak for them. I have to stand up and speak for them. And if you're a woman out there, you got to rise up. If you believe in science and you believe in biology and you believe that a dog is a dog and a cat is a cat, you got to start talking, right? We cannot be silent. This passivity is unbelievable to me. It's not even being addressed in the church. We have to start talking. We have to start talking. You have to use your words. Use your words, right? Your words hold power. Your words hold authority. And do not affirm what is not. Okay? That is not love. That this is such a perversion that's taking place right now of saying, oh, you know, love is love. And you just need to love them and accept them. And if they want to do that, then you just accept them. And that's real love. That's not real love. That is an absolute lie. That is a perversion of the truth. Real love would never drive someone deeper into their delusion. They would never push someone deeper into their delusion till they're absolutely in a place of absolute despair. That's not love. That's not real love. That's evil. That's evil. Real love comes and rescues. Real love comes and speaks the truth. Real love tells them, hey, you're in pain, right? And you've been promised that if you do this and if you do that and if you do this, that you will find peace. And as we're seeing right now, we are seeing rage. We are seeing anger. We are seeing people that have been promised that if they do this to their body, or they do this, or they have this, or they put this in their body, that they will find peace. And they have been lied to. They have been absolutely lied to. And they're angry. Because, I mean, if you are told, hey, you've got this throbbing headache, and it's just an insane headache, and it's just do, and you're doing everything you can. You're putting out, you know, all of the lights, and you're sitting in darkness, and you're taking the medication that they're telling you to take, and you still have this throbbing headache, and it's day in and day out, and it's day in and it's day out, and you cannot find peace in it. And you begin to say, you lied to me. You told me that if I took this medication, that if I did this, that this headache would go away, and it's not. You lied. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing people say, you lied to me, because they haven't found peace, because there is no peace offered in this world. The only peace, the only thing that will satisfy you, that will bring you complete and total peace, is Jesus. That's it. That's it. There is no other peace. He is the peace that passes all understanding. And when you have a relationship with Jesus, when you begin to pour into his word, when you begin to spend time in prayer, there is peace. There is a peace that passes all understanding. And there is an identity that is found in Christ. And when you begin to identify that I am a child of God, that's my identity. That's who I am. I'm a daughter of the King of Kings, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above. I'm not beneath. Everything and all I put my hands to prospers. When you begin to find out who you are in Christ, when you begin to identify who you are in Christ, whose you really are, there is peace. There's no fear. There's no torment. There's peace. And that's what they need. That's what they need. That's the truth. Now, it's going to offend some people, but the truth does offend. The truth does offend. Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace. I came to divide, right? I mean, he came to bring peace in us. But when the truth is spoken, there are going to be people that adamantly disagree with it. Adamantly. And that's why you're seeing such a resistance to Christianity, such a resistance to the truth, such a shutdown of people being able to speak freely and speak the truth, because the enemy does not want the truth out there. Enemy does not want the truth out there, but we have to speak the truth. And these people need Jesus. They need to be loved, like real love, right? Because I love them. I love them through their pain. I love them through their suffering, because that's what we're called to do. We're called to love these people. And they need the love of Jesus, because if you have the love of Jesus, then you're whole. They're looking to be completed, right? The world offers all sorts of stuff. I mean, that's why we see the sin that we see, the drugs, the alcohol, the pornography, the child abuse, the all of it. Because the world is trying to say, hey, if you look at this, this will give you peace. This will fill you, but it's a lie. It'll never, ever fill you. It'll never, ever complete you. It'll never make you whole, ever, ever. So I wasn't planning on doing that, but I mean, that's the honest truth. And that's what we have to do as Christians. Norm, thank you on YouTube. I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. But I want to leave you guys with that. Be bold. Be bold in your faith. Don't, you know, if you deny me before men, Jesus said, then I'll deny you before my Father in heaven. I mean, my goodness, that I want him to be like, oh, Rachel's here. I know her. Get in here. I'm not going to deny Christ. We got to talk about him, because it's like we have the medicine. We have the answer. It's like, okay. I mean, if you have the answer, if you have the medication, why would you not give it to those that need it? Why would you be silent? Why? So, all right, you guys, I'm going to leave you with that. God bless you. And just begin to speak up, because that's what people need right now. They need the light, the real light, the light and love of Jesus, right? So, all right, I've been talking too long. I'll leave you with that. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Bye, guys.